From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of a message entitled, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It, the first in an extensive series presenting vital lessons for present-day believers found in the book of Joshua. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua needed to be prepared spiritually as well as militarily for the battles that lay ahead. In the opening chapter of the book, God provided him with the inspiration he needed and instructed him to remember a number of important truths. These are things that every Christian must keep before him in his personal fight of faith. First of all, Joshua was to remember who it was that had commissioned him for the fight. Then he was to maintain his focus on both the immediate as well as the ultimate objectives. He was to remember that the source of his power was having the presence of God, and that the standard for his actions was God's Word. True discipleship, of course, is not without its cost, and in undertaking this bold venture, Joshua was made keenly aware of the price of victory. Finally, the Lord made it clear to Joshua and to us that retreat is impossible. But because both the battle and strength are God's, victory is inevitable. Before he concludes this message, Dr. Cairns brings a short word about God's gift of eternal life through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I suppose it goes almost without saying that gifts are free to those who receive them. But gifts are seldom free. In fact, as most parents have found out when it comes around Christmas time, they can be very, very expensive. The greatest gift of all that the world has ever heard about is the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, is absolutely free to those who receive it. You don't work for this gift. You don't pay for this gift. You don't labor for it. You don't merit it. You don't get yourself to a place where it is congruous for God to give you this gift. You're a sinner. You're wretched. You're undone. You're unclean, just like all the rest of us. And God's salvation, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, comes as an absolutely free gift. You get it, you obtain it by receiving it. You receive it by faith alone. Taking God at His word, He offers it, you receive it, and you have it forever. Now, remember what I said at the top. Gifts are free to the recipient, but they're not free to the donor. And in this case, this gift cost God everything. The Bible calls His gift the unspeakable gift. It's beyond description. And certainly the cost of it is beyond description. It cost God everything. In order to provide this gift, He sent His only begotten Son from heaven to earth. The eternal Son of God became man. He entered into this world by a virgin birth. He lived as a real man in this world under all the powers of opposition, of suffering, of affliction. He was in a state of what theologians call misery, humiliation. And He did this paying the price to give us a free gift. That payment reached its culmination when He got to the cross. And there in the outpouring of His precious blood, He offered Himself a sacrifice unto God without blemish and without spot to save us from our sin. Now, it cost Him everything to provide us with the free gift of God, eternal life. And so to those who receive him in repentance and faith, he gives eternal life. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How do you know you received Christ? You constantly believe on his name. The great question is not, are you a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Lutheran or a Methodist or whatever? The great question is, have you personally received Christ? Oh, make sure you've received him. We are here to help you to Christ if we can, certainly to point you Christward. My little booklet, A New Beginning, will do just that, and I invite you to contact us and ask for your copy today.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there'll be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Scripture must be our standard. God's law is absolute. Wisdom says in Proverbs 8:20, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. David looked at Solomon as he was assuming control of the nation. He said, keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper. The promise is boldly put to him in 1 Chronicles 22:13, then shalt thou prosper if thou take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged concerning Israel. That's the standard. Scriptural living. Remember, obedience in all things is the mark of a good soldier. The soldier doesn't always know
Why? He just knows what he's told to do. To obey, says the Scripture, is better than sacrifice. Now that's not easy. So the Lord tells Joshua, remember the price of godly service. Four times he's told to be strong. Verse 6, 7, 9, and then by the people themselves in verse 18. What's the meaning of that? Time forbids me to go into it in detail. You look at those four references and you'll find the four things about which he had to have strength and courage. They weren't easy. Leading and ruling the people of God. Sticking to the word of God. Fighting the enemy. And then judging rebellion in the church. Those are not easy. A good work is never easy. The devil's not just going to lie down and die before us. A good work is never easy. There's a price to be paid. There's a cost to discipleship. What the Lord is calling for from you and me, to recognize when the hardships come, that's not a proof that the work's not worthwhile. That's not a proof that God has suddenly forsaken you. That's not a proof that the plan is off course. That's simply a proof that if a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing no matter how hard it is. And no matter how much effort, energy, and anything else that it costs. And then he has two final things to tell him. And these are from the whole passage, but especially verse 5 as summing up the whole passage. Remember, retreat is impossible. Retreat is impossible. No man's going to stand before you. Take the whole passage. There's not a breath of retreat. Now that's a crucial message for any army. The early going in World War II, when Britain was standing alone, she was losing ground everywhere. It seemed, and many people thought, that the end could not be long delayed. In North Africa, Rommel's invincible hosts were rolling forward. And it appeared, that it was only but a day or two, a week or two, a month or two before he would roll right through Egypt, get to the coast, North Africa would be gone. I'll not go into the importance strategically of North Africa. It was important. A new commander, Lord Alexander, was sent there. As he became Lord Alexander, general then. The field commander was a little known general by the name of Bernard Montgomery. Not the most loved of soldiers either in Britain or in America, let me tell you. But when he stood there in the desert, he gathered his men around. And in essence what he said was, I do not like, and he was talking especially to the commanders and through them to everybody, and he went from place to place spreading the same message. I do not like the atmosphere that I find here. There is talk of retreat. It is thought that there is a plan for withdrawal. There will be no retreat. If we cannot live here, then let us die here, but there will never be retreat. And almost overnight, the morale of the army was changed. Not just for that reason, for many other reasons. What was imminent defeat turned into one of the most brilliant victories of the war, the turning point in the entire war. No retreat. That was Paul's attitude. I count all things but loss for the excellency of Christ. What's that saying? There is nothing in this world of such value to me that I will ever turn away for that thing. There is no person in the world of such value to me that I will turn away for that person. I count all things but loss. I count everything else but dung, that I may win Christ, and I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That was Paul's attitude. That was Luther's attitude. I love Luther. That sentence I quoted when I stood and watched, looked at the great memorial over in Germany with the various reformers all around there. And in the middle, Martin Luther. And in German, I'll not mangle the German language with the little that I learned of it there. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen. There is no retreat. That's the constant call of Scripture. Let us go on. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, forward in all fronts, in personal holiness, in knowledge of the Word and will of God, in prevailing prayer, in opposing sin, in evangelizing the lost. Let us go on. Retreat is impossible. And finally, remember, victory is inevitable. Victory is certain. That's the assurance of the whole passage. Our God cannot fail, neither can His gospel. We're not laboring for the victory. We're laboring in the victory. There's a world of difference. Here then are the things that inspired Joshua. I trust this morning they'll inspire us. I leave you with the words of a very old-fashioned hymn, so old-fashioned that it's cut out of almost all our books nowadays. Rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser things, with heart and soul and mind and strength, to serve the King of Kings. May God give us the vision of victory. And how to obtain it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the grace that has saved our guilty souls. There are many here who can give Thee thanks for Thy salvation. We thank Thee for the mercy that has given us any place, however remote, however humble it may appear to men, any place in serving Thee. We thank Thee, our God, that the mother raising little children, teaching them the gospel, though despised by so many in the world, is given by God a glorious task whose fruit will last to all eternity. We thank Thee, our God, that the man out in the workplace, given the privilege of meeting people in their own environment, showing them Christ who's able to meet them there and save them. We thank Thee, Lord, that they also have a task given of God of vital significance and importance. We thank Thee for the united witness and work of the church. Lord, how Thou hast privileged us. Lord, inspire us today, as Thou didst Joshua. Show us the victory. Show us how to obtain it. And Lord, we pray that every step we take will be in the light of that ultimate success, that we shall indeed press on toward the mark. Remember those who are not saved. What a tragedy to be living without God and without Christ, to be living their lives in rebellion, to be in the wrong side in the spiritual battle, to be doomed to failure, loss, and ruin. God, have mercy, for we thank Thee that Thy mercy takes Thine enemies, and through grace, and through the merits of the blood of Christ, makes them into Thy friends. Lord, save the lost here today, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.